Welcome to Homecoming Weekend. Homecoming Weekend. Weekend. On 88.1 FM, WCWP, Brookville, New York.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Chimeri.
Of course, something went wrong on my first live show in 3 years. Instrumental Invasion. Well, you heard Jeff Kroll, and you heard Ted David before that. I was told that there would be a legal ID playing an automation, and then to just switch to program one, and then run my stuff, but it didn't happen. But apparently, I am going over the air right now. And this is Instrumental Invasion. All right, I'm just saying the same things again and again because I'm flustered. At least I have a voice. I had a little post-nasal drip, and I thought it was going to compromise my voice, and now you can barely hear it.
The forecast for the rest of the show and the rest of this homecoming weekend, as this is the first live show of the weekend, looks better. And here are Jazz Funk Soul and their song Forecast to lead off this live Instrumental Invasion.
Welcome to Homecoming Weekend. Homecoming Weekend. Weekend. On 88.1 FM, WCWP, Brookville, New York.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Chimeri.
There, that's better. This is still Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri, the official start of this live show where anything can happen, apparently. The first song that we heard in its entirety was Forecast by Jazz Funk Soul, the title track to their August 5th release, and all the songs in this instrumental live Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri are from current releases, stuff released either last year or this year, mostly this year. Forecast, the title track of Jazz Funk Soul's album, and Jazz Funk Soul's the ensemble of Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, and Paul Jackson Jr. Jeff wrote the title track. He was on piano, Rhodes piano, clavinet, and Hammond B3 organ, along with bass, where his bass brothers were Mono Neon and Ben Shepherd. He also played rhythm guitar with Paul Jackson Jr., who was on lead guitar otherwise. Everett Harp was on tenor sax, Gary Novak on drums, and David Mann did the horn arrangement and performance. And Jeff also had a hand in writing this next song, which Mono Neon played bass on, and it's by David Benoit. First, why doesn't David introduce himself? He does a show on the other 88.1 out at Cal State Long Beach.
Hi, this is David Benoit, pianist, conductor, and host on KJAZZ 88.1. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on another 88.1 WCWP.
And the song that we're playing here on Instrumental Invasion is a nod to what LIU Post Pioneers used to be, Pioneer Town. Here it is.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri, all part of Homecoming Weekend here at 88.1 WCWP.
And that was David Benoit with what the campus of LIU Post used to be, Pioneer Town. Now it's Shark Town, but it's still Pioneer Town in our hearts. And Pioneer Town by David is on his album A Midnight Rendezvous, which came out on February 18th of this year. He wrote the song with Jeff Lorber, who we heard at the top of the show with Jazz Funk Soul. David was on piano, Jeff on keyboards and guitar by himself. Ben Williams and Mono Neon, who was on Forecast, Mono Neon was, they were both on bass, and John J.R. Robinson was on drums. On to the next song by Paul Brown. There it is. It's Secret Sauce from his July 15th release, Promised Land. Can't tell you what goes into Secret Sauce, but let's hear the musical final version of it.
WCWP Old Timers Weekend.
Or Homecoming Weekend. It was Old Timers initially, but now it's Homecoming Weekend. That was Mark Antoine here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari with Still in Love from Something About Her. His wife, Rebecca, is the her. And it was a 25th anniversary present to her, was Something About Her, released on May 28th of last year, Mark's 58th birthday. He's 59 now. He wrote Still in Love. Of course he did. It's his wife. And played acoustic guitar. Ron Reinhart was on keyboards. Armand Sabal Lecco on bass. Gordon Campbell on drums. Luis Conte with percussion. Not Conte, like Joe Conte, WCWP alumnus. Tony Guerrero on trumpet. And Greg Vale on flute and saxophones. Before that, Mark's good buddy Paul Brown with Secret Sauce, like the Krabby Patty secret formula. And that can't be stolen either. From no matter how hard Plankton tries. From Promised Land, released on July 15th, 2022. Written by Paul on electric guitar and Jeff Carruthers, keyboards and drum and percussion programming. Roberto Valli was on bass, the horn section. And the horn section was Ron King, the arranger, on trumpet and Greg Vale on saxophones, but not flute. Herb Alpert is next, with a cover of Miriam Makeba's Pata Pata. It's Homecoming Weekend on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, and that was Brian Simpson with Bonita, Spanish for beautiful woman, specifically. And that's from All That Matters, released June 25th, 2021. Written by Brian, piano and keyboards, and Steve Oliver, programming, but not his main instrument, guitar. Yaron Levy was the guitarist, Alex Al was on bass, Michael White on drums, and Brian Kilgore with percussion. Before that, Herb Alpert with Pata Pata, cover of Miriam Makeba's Afro-pop song. And that's on Sunny Side of the Street. Sunny Side of the Street is another way to say that. And it came out 2 weeks ago today, September 30th, 2022. It means touch, touch in Xhosa, does Pata Pata, written and performed by Miriam Makeba with her girl group, the Skylarks, in the 1950s with Xhosa vocals. But when Pata Pata came over here, after it was a dance in the shebeens of Sophia Town, township in Johannesburg, where she's from, where was I? In 67, after she had exiled to the U.S., English lyrics were written by Jerry Magovoy. And that version became a worldwide hit and was likely the reason for Herb's cover. Incidentally, 1967, Herb's Tijuana Brass released Herb Alpert's Ninth and Sounds Like. I think Sounds Like came first. Where am I? See, I usually script, I'll let you in on a little secret to everyone, that I script out what I say on the Wednesday night show, which is recorded in advance. You didn't hear it from me. This Pata Pata by Herb was arranged by him. He was on trumpet. Joachim Vandersag also arranged and was responsible for the programming, keyboards and drum and percussion programming and voice samples. Mitchell Long was on guitar and Hussein Jiffrey on bass. Jiffrey. Next is the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio, DLO3 for short. And you may... Why am I saying you may? They're a traditional trio, one guy playing one instrument each, not the embellishments that we heard from Herb Alpert. This is Uncertainty, which sounds a little like Epilogue by Dan Siegel, who we're going to hear after DLO3, Uncertainty.
It's Mike, WCWP, Shamari.
For this show, anyway, it's my middle name. It's really Rose. Ross. I'm Jewish, so I can't be Ross because there are Rose, because there's already a Michael Rose that's my cousin. That was, and the show is Instrumental Invasion. That was Dan Siegel with Tried and True from Faraway Place, released digitally only last August 13th. Written by Dan, who was on piano, organ, and keyboards. Not sure if it was B3, but the song before that was definitely B3. I'll get to that in a second. Alan Hines played guitar on Tried and True. Abe Laboriel was on bass. Vinnie Colaiuta on drums, percussion by Lenny Castro, and the horn section, the two-man horn section, was Lee Thornburg on trumpet and trombone, and Eric Marienthal on alto sax. The song before that was by the Del Von Lamar organ trio, Uncertainty, which sounds like an earlier Dan Siegel song from his Oasis album in 1981, the year I was born. Uncertainty is the song. It's epilogue, but at a slower tempo, and that had organ, too. But no key change, as there was on Uncertainty from Cold as Weiss, released on February 11th, 2022. And it's called Cold as Weiss because of the drummer on the album, Daniel Vanilla Weiss. Written collectively was Uncertainty by Del Von on B3 organ, as I said, Jimmy James on guitar, and Daniel Vanilla Weiss on drums. Next, we have a triple shot of songs, or as I have taken to playing.
It's a triple play.
It's a triple play. Starting with Chris Standring on guitar and keyboards and programming, Shadow of Doubt.
WCWP Homecoming Weekend.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, the first live show of Homecoming Weekend this year anyway. And that was a triple shot of songs. I'm not playing the triple play thing again, at least not until next hour. Special Effects had the third song, Gonna Be All Right. I gotta tell myself that. From 2022, released on April 22nd, 2022. Written by Chielli, who was on acoustic and electric guitars, a little bit of acoustic blues and a bluesy Stratocaster, and otherwise on keyboards. Brooks' man, Jerry Brooks, was on bass, and John Favicchia, on drums. Fav has a new album coming out next month called Tangible. Just don't know when exactly it's coming out, but it's coming out. I know that much. Before that, the second song of the triple shot, Lisa Hilton with Retro Road Trip, which she wrote for More Than Another Day, released on December 4th, 2020. But this version was on Life is Beautiful, released on April 1st of this year, 3 weeks before 2022, the album. And she has a new album, I hope you didn't hear that, called Paradise. That's what I get for eating here. New album coming out on December 2nd of this year, specifically, called Paradise Cove. And Retro Road Trip was inspired by the music of Bela Bartok, Sergei Prokofiev, and Dmitri Kabalevsky, who were all introduced to her by her piano teacher. Lisa was on piano on her composition, Luquez Curtis on acoustic bass, Brooks Mann was on electric, and Rudy Royston on drums. And the first song of the triple shot was Shadow of Doubt by Chris Standring from Simple Things, about appreciating the simple things in life after his health scare last year. And Simple Things came out on May 20th of this year. Chris wrote it. He played guitars, keyboards, and programming, basically same as Chielli. Andre Berry was on bass, and Chris Coleman on drums. Taking us into hour two of this live instrumental invasion where anything can and does happen and is going to keep on happening is Marcus Anderson. Soul Ties, not the ties you wear, but a spiritual connection, an intense one, between two people at a time, resulting in mutual learning experiences. Soul Ties, Marcus Anderson, taking us into hour two.
It's Homecoming Weekend here on 88.1 FM, WCWP, Brookville, New York.
This is hour two of a live instrumental invasion with Mike Shimeri here on Homecoming Weekend. Hour one ended with Soul Ties by Marcus Anderson from Reverse. Servier, which came out April 22nd, the same day as 2022. I told you what it refers to, and it's not the ties that people wear, and I wore at the Hall of Fame ceremony a few months ago. That was a great day. This has been a great day now that I've gotten the hang of the show. Soul Ties was written by Marcus and Nicholas Cole, each on keyboards and programming. Marcus was otherwise on alto sax and flute. Darnell Showcase Taylor was featured on lead guitar, Adam Hawley on rhythm guitar, Javen Finch on bass, and Demetrius Everett on drums. Hour two begins on a swinging note, fittingly with postseason baseball in progress right now. And boy, do I wish the Mets were still in it. If your team is going to be eliminated from the postseason, you should be at home, not in an Airbnb in Stottsburg, New York, with family all over the place. Somehow I got sleep that night on Sunday night. Anyway, this is Ronnie Foster, and it's from his album Reboot. Came out the same day as Promised Land, July 15th, a tribute to Dr. Lonnie Smith, an organist and fellow Buffalo homie. That means they're both from Buffalo, New York, far north and west of Stottsburg and Rhinebeck, where I also was. Anyway, Swingin' is the song by Ronnie Foster on his album tribute to Dr. Lonnie Smith. Swingin'.
Homecoming Weekend on WCWP, Brookville.
And that is the spirit of Bumper Morgan saying that when Jeff Kroll recorded him and Triple D, Dandy Dan Daniel, recorded liners there for Homecoming Weekend when they were his colleagues at WNBC. This is WCWP, and that was Bill Heller here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri with Trying to Get Back Home from Passage, a travel-themed album. Literal travel, not retro road trip, which was musical travel. And Passage was released August 27th, 2021, a week before Lisa Hilton's Transparent Sky album. And I just for the record, I had a great weekend up in Dutchess County last weekend. It's just the Mets stuff was the only fly in the ointment. On Trying to Get Back Home, written by Bill, there was Bill Heller on piano and keyboards. Jeff Koshua was featured on tenor sax. They're Rippington's bandmates. Dave Anderson was on bass. Joel Rosenblatt of Spyro Gyra and Special Effects on drums and percussion by Ronnie Gutierrez. Before that, Ronnie Foster with Swingin' from Reboot, released on July 15th, 2022, the same day as Paul Brown's Promised Land. Swingin' was written by Ronnie, who was on Hammond B3 organ like Delvon Lamar. Michael O'Neill was on guitar, Hardy Har, and Jimmy Branley on drums, a Cuban like Luis Conte. Next, Roberta Pickett, Harvey S., and Billy Mintz, another piano trio, with Billy's composition, Billy's Bop. No, that's Trying to Get Back Home again. That's Billy's Bop.
Mike Shimeri plays more music on 88.1 FM, WCWP.
And the name of the show I host is Instrumental Invasion. That was Rick Braun with The Color of Love, which I've always thought was red. At least it is on the greeting cards. And with the teddy bears, just anything. Red is the color of love. Commercially. And The Color of Love was on Rick Braun's eponymous February 11th release, the same day as Cold as Weiss. The strings were arranged by Rick and conducted by Nick Lane on The Color of Love. He wrote the song. He was on flugelhorn, Greg Fillinganes on keyboards, Tony Polizzi on acoustic guitar, Ken Wilde on fretless electric bass, and Bill Moser filled out the time on Career Paths with Kay's song by David Benoit, and that had fretless bass on it. Where was I? Eric Valentine on drums, and Lenny Castro, heard earlier with Dan Siegel, once again played percussion. Before that, the trio of Roberta Pickett, Harvey S., and Billy Mintz with Billy's Bop from You've Been Warned, released on August 12th of this year, 6 months and a day after Rick Braun, the album. It was written by Billy Mintz, the writer. I said that on live radio again. Drums is what he played, which is why he wrote a solo for himself. I had a little Rhythm and Ning by Thelonious Monk in my head as I listened to Billy's Bop. Roberta was on piano and Harvey on acoustic bass. And Mindy Hebert is next, covering James, not Jim, Morrison's 2008 song, Nothing Ever Hurt Like You, from his album Songs for You, Truths for Me, and it doesn't get any truer than live radio, does it? Nothing Ever Hurt Like You, Mindy Hebert.
It's Mike, WCWP, Shomari.
And Instrumental Invasion is the show I'm hosting here on Homecoming Weekend. That was Norman Brown, with Back At Ya, and also at You, from Let's Get Away. I already did. Came out March 25th. That is a two, not a one. Written by Norman on guitar, Lou Lang on keyboard, synth, bass, and drum programming, and Paul Brown, heard last hour on guitar, but just on percussion here, or was it percussion programming? Greg Vale, who was on Paul's song Secret Sauce, and on Still in Love by Marc Antoine, was on soprano sax only. Before that, Mindy Hebert on alto sax, lead anyway, with her cover of James Morrison's Nothing Ever Hurt Like You from Forever, which came out the week before Let's Get Away on March 18th. See, that's a one, not a two, on what I'm reading. And if you're watching this afterward on YouTube, you see what I'm reading. The writers, specifically, of Nothing Ever Hurt Like You were James, not Jim, Morrison, Paul, Barry, and Mark Taylor. I already told you what album it was on by James. Mindy also played tenor and baritone saxes in the horn section. Rick Braun, who was on flugelhorn on his song The Color of Love, was on trumpet and trombone for Nothing Ever Hurt Like You's horn section. And Nick Lane, who conducted the strings on The Color of Love, arranged the horns here. Rodney Lee was on keyboards and programming, Tim Pierce on electric guitar, Ben White on bass, Third Richardson on drums, and Wayne Rodriguez with drum programming. Najee is next on soprano sax with Dr. Doolittle, 55 years removed from the original film starring Rex Harrison, 24 years removed from the Eddie Murphy remake, and in each case, Doctor was unabbreviated, but the sequels and this song are abbreviated DR, period, to quote Drunk Bob Hartley. Dr. Doolittle.
Listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, all part of Homecoming Weekend here at 88.1 WCWP.
And as we approach Shabbat, that was a song that was like Les McCann meets the horror. Jesse J with Spinnin'. Ronnie Foster was swinging, Jesse was spinning. From Blue, another color, released on April 15th, 2022. Blue is inspired by the music of the 1960s and 70s, which she sometimes plays with Ray Chu Live, the house band for Dancing with the Stars. And she's oddly credited by her real name in this first season on Disney Plus, Jessica Arellano, not Jessie J. With Jessie with a Y, not I-E like the pop singer. Jessie wrote Spinnin', and she played tenor sax. J. Rowe was on keyboards, Wurlitzer organ strings in particular. Andy Abel on guitar, credited anyway, I couldn't hear him. Dave Anderson, heard earlier with Bill Heller, was on bass. Trevor Somerville on drums, and percussion by Richie Gahate Garcia. Before that, Najee on soprano sax with Dr. Doolittle from Savoir Faire, released on May 13th, 2022. I told you about the Dr. Doolittle films, but I'm not getting into that here. Dr. Doolittle, the song, was written by Najee. I told you he was on soprano sax, and he's a one-name guy. And Niels, a guitarist, is the last song of the show, spoiler, and that's another one-name guy. Frank Wilkins was the other writer. He had the piano solo on Dr. Doolittle. Derek Harvin was on keyboards. Rohan Reed on bass and guitar with Freddie Fox. Not sure who was the lead guitarist. Mark McClary on drums. And the horn section was made up of Lee Thornburg, heard earlier with Dan Siegel on trumpet, trombone, and flugelhorn, and Mike Partlett on the saxophones and flutes. And speaking of flutes,
it's a triple play.
It's a triple play, and the first song of the triple play is by flautist Kim Scott. Shine!
WCWP Homecoming Weekend.
One song left after this, but that was a triple shot of songs here on Instrumental Invasion. Yellow Jackets with Intrigue. And hasn't this show been intriguing? From Parallel Motion, released on August 26th. Lots of colors in the show. Red, blue, and yellow, and last names brown and white. Bob Mintzer, one up on Billy Mintz. Bob Mintzer was the writer of Intrigue and played tenor sax and iwi, electronic wind instrument. Russell Ferrante was on piano. Dane Alderson was on bass. And bass, another way to say it, and Will Kennedy, Will, not Bill, Kennedy, on drums. Those are the quartet, that is the quartet that makes up Yellow Jackets as of 2022. The second song of the triple shot was Eddie's Groove by Gerald Albright from G Stream 2, Turn It Up, another digital exclusive released on April 29th of this year. Gerald was the writer and played saxophones, led by alto, flutes, and bass. Rick Watford was on acoustic and electric guitars, Chris Big Dog Davis on piano and keyboards, and James J. Rob Roberson on drums and keyboards. And we started that set with Shine by Kim Scott. And I yelled it because there's an exclamation point. And that's the title track to her February 4th release. I almost said 5th, but 4th. Written by her and Adam Hawley. Kim played flute and sang the title vocals, Shine. Adam was on rhythm guitar, as on Soul Ties by Marcus Anderson, plus keyboards and programming. Blake Aaron on lead guitar, and Eric Valentine, heard earlier with Rick Braun, on drums. And that brings us to the last song of the show by guitarist Niels. I told you, he's that one-name guy, and it also starts with an N. 925 is the song, not that one, from Cool Shades, and that came out September 2nd, a week after Parallel Motion. Niels is the writer. He played keyboards, guitars, keyboards, and programming. Tracy Carter, a male Tracy, on piano. Clydene Jackson on Rhodes. Daryl Williams on bass. Gordon Campbell, returning from Still in Love, on drums. Oliver C. Brown with percussion and a horn section of Johnny Britt on trumpets and flugelhorn, and Najee in Mike Partlett, in Najee's horn section on saxophones, but not flute. Thank you very much for listening to this live Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Doing it live is another story. Niels, 9 to 5. John Cummins is next. So long. Thank you.